Session 131, February 10, 1965. Good evening, Rob. Good evening, Seth. Seth, we have seen that dreams and thoughts and psychological experiences all have an electric reality. We have seen that all experience is retained in electrically coded data within the cells, and that the material of the cells forms about this coded experience. We have seen that the ego begins, sparked into being by the inner self, greatly influenced by heredity and physical environment, and that this ego, as it continues to exist gradually, builds up an electrical reality of its own, as its experiences form into coded data within the cells. At any given point, the ego is as complete within electrical reality as it is psychologically complete within the physical universe. This includes, of course, the retention of its dreams as well as the retention of purely physical data. I mentioned that the electrical universe is composed of electricity. That is far different from your idea of it. Electricity, as you perceive it within your field, is merely an echo emanation, or a sort of shadow image of these infinite varieties of pulsations, which give reality and actuality to many phenomena with which you are familiar, but which do not appear as tangible objects within the physical system. I can say little until much more background is given, but this electrical reality is vastly dense. Jane now took one of her frequent pauses. At break, she told me that as she spoke the word dense, and during the pause, she had a rather strong mental image of a field of points of light. These points of light were many layered, she said, as though she looked at a picture of a galaxy that was not flat. On a vast scale, the myriad points of light compared to the density in the electric field on a very tiny scale. Jane also said that the above image almost escaped her before she realized she was receiving information two ways at once. Seth, we run into difficulties, for I do not speak of denseness as you probably think of it. This is a denseness that does not take up space. This is a denseness caused by an infinity of electrical fields of varying ranges of intensity. Not only are no two of these electrical fields identical, but there is no identical impulses within them. The gradations of intensities are so minute that it would be impossible to measure them, and yet each field contains in coded form the actual living reality of endless eons. Contains, therefore, what you would call the past, present, and future of unnumbered universes. Contains the actual coded data of any and every consciousness that has been or will be in any universe, those that have appeared to vanish, and those that seemingly do not yet exist. In our past sessions, I have explained time distortions, and you are familiar with the spacious present. So it should be no surprise to realize that basically the future is in existence now, and the past has never been swept away. In your physical field, you merely look away. You turn your focus from one point to another. Rob notes, see the 41st session for material on the spacious present. Seth, the actuality of what I call the past has not gone out of existence, and the future exists in actuality in the past. These last notes were merely for your own edification, and I will continue. This density is extremely important, for it is a density of intensities. And it is the infinite variety and gradations of intensity that makes all identities possible, and all gestalts, all identities in terms of personalities and fields and universes. It is this density, this infinite variety of intensity, which allows for both identity and of change. I suggest your break. The electricity that is perceivable within the physical plane or field is merely a projection of a vast electrical system that you cannot perceive because of the nature and construction of the physical system itself. The electrical system passes many dimensions of reality that cannot be perceived within the physical system. So far, scientists have only been able to study electricity by observing the projections of it that are perceivable within their frames of reference. As their physical instruments become more sophisticated, they will be able to glimpse more of this reality. But since they will not be able to explain it within their known system of references, many curious and distorted explanations of reported phenomenon will be given. Jane now took a very long pause. Seth, yet the inner self offers so many answers, for the inner self is a portion of each individual, and yet it operates outside of physical systems of reference. It is of itself free of all distorted effects peculiar to the physical system. The study of dreams, your scientists consider such work beneath them. Why has no one suspected that dream locations, for example, have not only a psychological reality but a definite actuality? A study of dreams, of dream locations, is most important. Dream locations do not take up any space physically, it is true, but they are composed of electrical mass density and intensity. Here is another point. Energy is expended in work in dreams. Definite work may be done in a dream, but the physical arms and legs are not tired. Rob notes the 44th session for material on dream locations, the expanding mind to the value climate of psychological reality. Seth, this would seem contrary to your known laws, yet no one has looked into the reasons for this seeming contradiction. We shall spend some considerable time with it at a later session. Nothing is static. Everything moves and changes. Electrical intensities move and change. Now, within the electrical universe, there is constant motion. There is negative and positive reaction, and definite degrees or gradations between. Rob notes. Now Jane took another long pause. Seth, it is most difficult at this time to even hint at the myriad complexity and dimensions of the electrical actuality as it exists, when you consider that each of your own thoughts is composed of a unique intensity of impulse, shared by nothing else, and that the same may be said for every dream that you will have in your lifetime, and that all your experiences gathered together in particular ranges of intensity, again completely unique, codified, and that the summation of all that you are exists in one minute range or band of intensities, then you will see how difficult it is. For all human beings are likewise so electrically composed, and everything else, with few exceptions, within your physical field, whether or not it even exists as physical matter. Yet I tell you that this not only applies to your physical field, but to all fields. Your field is contained within its own unique range of intensities, a tiny band of electrical impulses, a million times smaller than any one note picked at random from the entire mass of musical compositions that have been written, or ever will be written. Yet, as you know, none of this is meant to give a sense of futility, for uniqueness brings its own responsibility. Rob, Jane now took her longest pause of the evening. She sat without moving for over a minute. Seth, this material, as I have mentioned, is difficult. I must put the words into Rupert's mouth, and now and then we travel where words are not enough. Insight and intuition, in a flash, can traverse 1,000 words. I suggest your break. Rob notes break at 10:07. Jane was dissociated as usual, her eyes opened slowly. She said she had no feeling of strain during the pauses. She thinks Seth is trying to make clear things that almost cannot be put into words. However, that while she sits waiting, he assembles words for her to speak. Jane hears nothing within during pauses. All is quiet. She resumed in the same very slow and hesitant manner at 10:15. Seth, I'm not going to go too deeply into this, because you are not ready. But because of the truly infinite range of intensities available, every individual has limitless intensities available within which he can move. All motion is mental or psychological motion, and all mental and psychological motion has electric reality. The inner self moves by changing or moving through intensities from your physical field. Each new psychological experience opens up a new pulsation intensity, and therefore gives a greater actuality within the electrical field. To move through intensities within the electrical system gives the result, on the physical field, of moving through physical time. Here is a clue for so-called astral travel. Again, the inner self has limitless intensities of pulsations available to it. When the inner self, in its constant motion, travels through an impulse range, which it has once experienced, to the ego this will appear as a journey into the past. When the inner self achieves an impulse or intensity that is new to it, to the ego it will seem a journey into the future. In actuality, of course, both impulses exist simultaneously. The inner self knows this, but the ego does not. All of this material should add dimension to your understanding of capsule comprehension and of the initial appearance of consciousness within the physical field, as I explained it earlier. The material in these last sessions will be basic for further discussions. We are going much deeper into the meaning of reality and the aspects of reality. Our present procedure is working out very well, and it is enabling me to discuss matters that were too complicated for our earlier method. Before we close, I want you to understand that your experiments in psychological time add to your mobility and conscious manipulation into the electrical universe. And all psychic experience must have reality here, that is, within the electrical system. There is no psychic experience which does not have such electric reality. Your psychological experiments give you familiar ground there to walk upon, to travel on, grounds of reference, and even of safety. This is why I speak often of more or less disciplined experiments, which show gradations. For following our analogy, your psychic footpath is then composed of stones laid out in some order, and not too far from one another, that can lead you both away from the ego and back to it safely. I will now close our session. Rob, good night, Seth. And at 10:37, Jane was dissociated as usual. She feels the recent sessions are better than we think they are.